This is the Training for Tactical Athletes segment with Dr. Kerry Elk on Tipping Point with Boone Cutler.
What'd you think about that, Doc?
Sounds pretty good, Boone.
Pretty cool, huh? You got the big voice intro now. Okay, so talk to me. We're talking about training for tactical athletes. Let's get down in the weeds, make it happen, give you the airtime you so rightfully deserve, and help out our warfighter community.
Great. Thanks, Boone. Yeah, I just landed in Phoenix here to work with Adam Bird of Vets on Media, too, to get the word out.
Oh, shout out to Adam, one of my favorite people. Great guy.
Yeah, I'm sitting at Vets on Media right now here in Phoenix. Just left SHOT Show and ended up over here. So, you know, it's just so important, and I'm so glad that you guys do this to get good information out there. Out at SHOT, I was able to talk to a lot of veterans and service members, and still, almost every time I go through the explanation of how I, my philosophy on PTSD and the physiology of it, it just says, you know, people will always have the response, well, that's just so simple. You know, that makes so much sense. Why aren't we treating it that way everywhere? So, thank you for helping spread the word and get good, straightforward, simple information out there.
Thank you, Doc. Thanks for being here and thanks for doing what you do. Let's just let you continue to handle it. First of all, how was SHOT Show? Did we see any common friends out there?
Yes, lots of common friends out there. Of course, I traveled out there with Gallant Few. I was there with Mike Schlitz and Carl Monger, as I usually am. And we were able to meet up with Nick of the Raider Project, and they had some good things going on there. And, of course, I had breakfast with one of my favorite guys to spend time with at SHOT Show, Al Mampry.
Awesome.
And, and hung out at Otis and with the Christensens as well. So lots of our old common friends and some new ones as well.
Outstanding. And let's talk about, you want to talk about SHOT and how people are receiving this and just the basic premise behind training for tactical athletes?
Well, like I said, what happens is when I get into just kind of natural conversations, people asking what we do at the Elk Institute for Psychological Health and Trauma, what makes it different, and, oh, I've tried treatment and it didn't really work or it worked a little. And then I get into the explanation of, you know, let's just break this down for a minute and let's look at what it is, because PTSD is unintegrated information. I don't mean to minimize the effects of PTSD, or psychological trauma, as I'd rather call it, because it's all psych trauma, whether there's a D or not a D. If you break it down, it's very simple, understanding how what happens in the body and how you get psychological trauma. It doesn't have to be complicated to understand. It's a very complicated picture that it creates. But, you know, Boone, like I say, whenever you're in a life-threatening situation or an emergency situation like that, and you switch over into your sympathetic dominance, into your fight or flight, into your survival mode, that part of your brain has sensory memory only, no narrative memory. So all the smells, sights, sounds, and sensations that you experience during that time are stored as sensory only. So that smell, sight, or sound that you experience during your traumatic event becomes a trigger to the physiological arousal that you felt. And that's the unintegrated information. So what we do at the Elk Institute is utilize a therapy that helps integrate the information, because only half your system was processing everything coming in at the time. And once we reprocess or help a person to reprocess the memory so that it's stored completely, like other memories are, sad or bad, that doesn't have to elicit a traumatic response, the person won't have triggers to that anymore. They'll be able to think of their story or tell their story or go where they want to go and not have a physiological response anymore.
This is what happened last week. I completely get what you're saying. We're sitting on the show, I think it's last week, and Carl Monger was on. He started talking about the Irv, the guy who is responsible for the book, or the book is about him, Reaper. And Carl says something, you know, gives a scenario that happened in country and stuff, and boom, right there, I'm completely zeroed out. It's just something I hadn't thought about for a long time. And even now I'm talking about it, and it's it gets me kind of all excited and everything. And it was about being pinned down, you know, the sensation of being pinned down by enemy fire. And who's ever been there, they get it, you know. There's a point of like, oh, crap, and then there's a let's get this, you know. And it's mm-hmm. very, very visceral. And that happened last week, and I did. I had to step away from the mic for a while. Sean took over a segment. You know, I dealt with it. It's my thing, and I did try and do the whole, you know, relaxation, hands behind the neck, mm-hmm. and you know, my whole vagus nerve and all that stuff. Okay, it did. It does help. But just understanding the physiological effects, and hey, okay, now I can get my control back, breathe a little bit, relax everything you're talking about. I'd be lying if I didn't say it didn't help, and I'd be lying if I didn't say that just knowing the minimal information that I know helped me get back on the show and finish the show that day. So I want to thank you for that. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk a little bit about what you do, what it's all about, and how people can find out more about you and get in touch with you. This is Tipping Point Boone Cutler. Stand by to stand by. We'll be back with Dr. Kerry Elk. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the tipping point didn't what happened in 2010, but Boone Cutler did. That's when all this stuff started with the National Warfighter Symposium. Then later on, you know, started with the show about 3 years ago, maybe three and a half now. Not sure, but I want to make sure the clarification on that. But yeah, we've been around doing a lot of stuff for the community since 2010. And now we got Dr. Kerry Elk on right now talking about training for tactical athletes. And I was just giving a little bit of a testimonial per se about, you know, the stuff that I do know, and I don't know everything that Dr. Elk's got going on, but I do understand the vagus nerve or vagal nerve, which basically causes the pucker factor, and then how that activates your brain into certain places and chemicals and modes of thought. And I gave a situation that happened to me last week on the show where Carl was on the show and he started talking about a situation, and then boom, it kind of brought me to a place. I started getting the intrusive thoughts, locked me up. I had to kind of walk away. But what I like about the radio is the radio doesn't wait. When you're doing a live show, it doesn't wait. You have to perform. And you helped me get through that with the little that I do know. So yeah, tell me, let's talk about the rest of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that if you don't mind.
Yeah, all right. I'm here. I'm an open book. I'm freaking out, but I'm an open book. Go ahead.
Okay, so with the example that you just gave, when Carl brought up something that you hadn't thought about, and you did have a physiological response, or you got triggered, you know, so to speak, and you were able to identify, you know, we clench our pelvic floor muscles, you guys taught me it's called the pucker factor, is the first thing that happens, which sets off that whole thing. And you were able to, knowing that, understanding that, and relaxing your body so that you could get back into your parasympathetic, it's good that you know that because you can recover faster when you do get triggered. But that's that management that I hear, you know, all the time. I'm learning to manage. I'm learning to live with. I'm learning to get through or power through when I get triggered. And that's better than not being able to do it. That if you and I would work together and you would
I'm afraid of you. I'm taking a little bit at a time.
Okay,
okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm trying. Help me out.
I'm your trigger now. Great.
Go ahead. No, you know you're not. I'm listening. But you know, if we take it slow, like, listen, I would be the worst patient you have. So if you can deal with me on air, you can take anybody. I'm letting everybody out there. If she can deal with me, she can deal with you. So go ahead.
I just wanted to, it's a perfect example. That's why I wanted to jump on that. So what would happen is, if you were to integrate that information, because it's unintegrated, so mention of it is bringing back the same physiological arousal that you felt when that happened to you for real. And that's unintegrated. There's some unintegrated pieces of that because of the way it was stored in your sympathetic, with your sympathetic dominance present. If you were to reprocess that with what I do, you wouldn't have to tell me the story, because remember, you never have to disclose your material to me. You just have to be able to watch it in your mind's eye. If you were to reprocess that memory so that it got stored as it should be and stored completely, you would not have that physiological response when you hear the story. That's what my clients, when we're done reprocessing the memory, it will be a sad or a bad memory. It won't ever be good, whatever happened. That won't ever be a good thing. But it does not have to elicit the physiological response. It doesn't. I know it's hard to imagine listening to someone tell that story again and not having that response, but that is possible, and that's exactly what happens. That's the result of the kind of therapy that we do at the Institute.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, here's the no-crap question, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm willing to try this, okay? But I know I control it if you're on the air with me, okay? So can you come back next week, and I'll go through a little bit of the – is that how we can do this? Can I go through a little bit of the process with you, like on the air? Can we do it by phone? It's just you and me talking. Nobody else is listening.
It's hard to do unless we're in person, but we can work it out. I've had to treat some of the British Special Forces over Skype because it's the best we could do, and they asked me. It was better than nothing. So we can give that a shot if you want. I'd much rather be in person.
I can do the Skype. I can bring you on in Skype. We can plug the Skype right through the phone line, can't we?
We can try it. I don't know.
I'll just put the Skype in one ear, and we'll work out something. We'll try and work out
something. I'm willing to give it a try, whatever you'd like to try with that. But, you know, knowing that there's a physiological basis, psych trauma, you know, PTS, PTSD, is physiologically based. That's why some of the traditional therapies might help you decrease symptoms like you just described. You're able to decrease your symptoms when you get distressed, but it's not ever going to. If you guys could think or feel your way, if it's a matter of changing your thinking or changing the way you feel about an event, you guys would have gotten yourself out of this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be dealing with a big PTSD issue because you guys, more than anybody, you grab a tool, you fix it, and you move on. But it's physiologically based, and the traditional therapies are missing that, except for medication, of course, which nobody wants to suggest that. I don't want to suggest that either. But that's why it kind of helps with.
Well, the problem with medication, I've been on everything in the world. You know, the problem with it is PTSD always breaks through. Doesn't matter how much they put you on. It's always going to break through. And when it breaks through, you don't have the ability to deal with it because you're on all the dope. So you do have to, you know, suck it up and open up, or you'll own it or it owns you. Doc, I got to bring you back next week. Let's give a plug. How can people find out about you?
You can go to elkinstitute.org or also on Facebook, Dr. Carrie Elk, Elk Institute for Psychological Health and Performance.
Love it. Love it. And we're going to put that up on Tipping Point. Everybody go check that out and come back next week. And maybe if I got sack enough, I'll let the doctor try and shrink my head. You guys have a great
week.
Thanks a lot, Doc. Out of here.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.